It is time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. A new audit says California can save millions if the state offers more remote work options. But Governor Gavin Newsom is challenging that report, saying the numbers are not accurate. Of course, the governor wants people back in the office. So, Phil, who's right here?
Both sides. It depends on how you read these reports. You know, Steve, over the years, you and I have seen a number of these audits that come out. And, you know, it can be used any way you want. In this case, what we have is legislators, probably at the urging of some unions, asked the state auditor to take a look at Newsom's return to work order and whether it was cost efficient. Now, what they did is they took a look, and what they really looked at was office space and office use. As it stands right now, you can work 2 days in the office and the rest remotely. He wants them back 4 days. All right, if you work 2 days, you're going to use a certain amount of office space and a certain workstation. You can share that workstation, right? Somebody gets it 2 days, another person gets another 2 days. If it becomes 4 days a week, you can't share the workstation, so you need more workstations, you need more office space, and the state's involved in leasing these office spaces over the years. And the auditor found that they could reduce the footprint of them in San Francisco, Oakland, and Los Angeles and save about $225 million in the process in rental fees, leasing fees for office workers. That's the number you can bet the union's going to use as they contend their sort of friendly tug of war with the governor about returning to work. He wants them back. They say not so fast.
Well, the governor wants people back because those are the people who go to coffee shops and they take transit and things like that. It's part of the governor's plan, the mayor's plan to try to revitalize the city. Could that reason
not
be why?
Not just the city. Yes, not just the city, but a number of cities.
Right. Is this why the governor's maybe pushing back on this audit? It kind of doesn't fit the narrative?
Yes. That would be. Now, look, suppose he'd commissioned a different narrative. You just brought out the fact that he wants to get people back in the office, to get back on the streets, back in the coffee shops, back in the lunch and such like that. So you could have commissioned an office saying, what are the positive economic impacts in, let's say, cities of the return of office workers? You would have come up with a number there as well. You could also turn around, and this is one of the subjects sort of briefly touched on but not really looked at, say, okay, what is the environmental favor of having people work remotely? Less gas, less people on the freeway. A lot of this is what question you ask. What report do you want? What do you want out of this? As it stands right now, you are right. The governor wants the people back at work. But here's what happened also. He came up with a big budget shortfall this year. So what he has done was cut a deal with the union saying, we're going to put this whole thing on hold until next year. If you agree to take your raises in smaller chunks and spread them out over a greater period of time so it has a less impact on our budget deficit this year. They said yes. I didn't see an audit on that. I never see an audit where... You know, it depends on a lot of politics and a lot of policy comes down to what question you want to ask and when you want to ask it. And just as big, what question you don't ask.
And so the question is, who's right? And the answer is yes.
There we go. And for 95,000 workers out of the 220,000 state workers, that answer is yes, yes, 2 days a week.
KCBS insider Phil Mateer, thank you as always for your insight. Phil will be on live again tomorrow at 7:50 a.m.